Sure Shot was the base. Other people, Scott Campbell from the Sillies and the other guy from Nebula, there were other companies that became more successful, but no, everybody came after Sure Shot. Sure Shot was Cameron Sternweiss, his brother Jeff Sternweiss, Steve Sorter, God rest his soul. Cameron's dead too. And Glenn Kirby. They were going to be a booking agent for alternative music, which didn't exist. Even the term alternative music, there was no alternative music. It was rock and roll. And pretty much, I think they started calling it garage rock. And then that punk scene was coming from the Sex Pistols and the Ramones. So then they kind of just, that's what they actually were. They were punk before the word punk. And they were, you know, they were a booking agent. And they would throw parties. It was, they'd have this huge warehouse room where people would rent, bands would rent and rehearse. And we would take turns, man. We'd be waiting, you know, you'd get the room for 2 or 3 hours. And another band would be waiting, and another band. And it got so popular, Robert Palmer, God rest his soul, but he was a big rock star back then. He rented the place when he would come. And Wayne Kramer, Johnny Thunders, as I said before, Dennis Thompson, and a lot of underground cats that would be touring would use the place for rehearsal. And then he would actually be booking. But again, when Sure Shot was booking, it was a telephone and a Rolodex. They would have to actually go out into the street, into the neighborhoods, to find connections, to find bars. You know, like a lot of these bars, they were in the Yellow Pages, but you look at the Yellow Pages, you don't know what kind of music you have. So those guys, and again, you got to have a car because you got to be able to drive all across town because there is, you can't take buses back. The buses are still unreliable. They were less unreliable back then. So these guys had to have other jobs, man. I know Glenn, man, he was delivering pizzas, and which is cool because while he was delivering pizzas, he was going to places to find where they could possibly book. And it was amazing at what they all had to do by foot and phone.